I cannot believe that as a first world country in the 21st century, we are actually talking about rescinding and extinguishing rights for a group of people based on who they are. It is an anathema to me.
This is Labour MP Jackie Tredd at the 2012 LGBTI Forum. The LNP has changed surrogacy laws in late June this year, after Campbell Newman said there would be no change to it during his election campaign. There is an ongoing debate on the ethical issues in same-sex surrogacy. Social psychologist and researcher Dr. Sharon Dane believes that the debate is exploiting the LGBTI community.
No one was jumping up and down complaining about surrogacy for heterosexual people because the majority of surrogacy arrangements are for heterosexual couples. They're not for same-sex couples. So it seemed to be not such a big deal until same-sex couples wanted access, and then now all of a sudden, you know, it's wrong.
Dr. Dane believes that there are ethical issues in surrogacy, but that's not only in cases that involve same-sex couples.
If surrogacy is wrong and IVF is wrong, then it should be wrong. If people believe it's wrong, I'm not saying I do, but if people think it's wrong, then that should be across the board.
Psychologist Chris Pemping says there's no link between children's well-being and parents' sexual orientation. He also says in some cases, same-sex parents are found more effective in parenting than heterosexual parents.
For example, lesbian parents sometimes, in some studies, have been shown to demonstrate like a closer bond with their child.
Mr. Pemping also says children from gay or lesbian families have the same level of psychological health and social well-being as children from heterosexual families.
There are no differences in terms of depression and anxiety. They're, socially have just as much friends. Their social skills, children raised in same-sex families, social skills are just as good. Psychologically, socially, they're just as well off.
Previous surrogate mother Rachel Cundy says at the forum that pregnancy and childbirth are normal life experience, and she is disappointed that many Queenslanders are now being restricted from these rights. Ms. Cundy was a surrogate mother for gay couple Michael and Jared.
Having children is an amazing experience, and I definitely did want to help someone else experience that. And when I met Michael and Jared, it was obvious that they weren't going to be able to have children on their own. So it was sort of an extra incentive for me to help them because there was no way they could have children without the help of someone like me.
Ms. Candy says the latest law is putting singles and same-sex couples to the tough question of whether to remain childless or to break the law.
If people aren't prepared to move interstate or overseas or whatever to access surrogacy, then there's going to be a lot of, I guess, what you could call backyard deals going on that offers both parties no legal protection at all. So, what they're doing is effectively pushing people out of Queensland and pushing people to do illegal acts to become parents.
The latest law allows only married couples and those in a heterosexual de facto relationship for more than 2 years to make surrogacy arrangements. Same-sex couples, singles, and couples in a relationship for less than 2 years are no longer allowed to use altruistic surrogacies. Queensland is the first and the only state in the country that criminalised the act. Those who break the law would face 3 years' imprisonment.